Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. While at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows or to subscribe to our program on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You know, every year brings its own set of financial headlines, but this is one that has really packed a punch. We've had tariffs making waves, inflation pushing higher, and plenty of ups and downs in the stock market. And it's just this year. For a lot of people who are nearing retirement or have already living in it, that kind of environment naturally makes you want to make more of a conservative approach with your investments. And honestly, it makes sense. Your savings may need to support you for decades, and you've spent a lot of lifetime building that particular nest egg. Waiting to protect it isn't just reasonable, it's human. That's exactly why you see so many conservative profile strategies out there, like the classic 40% stocks and 60% fixed income mix, is also a big part of why annuity sales have surged nearly $120 billion in the third quarter alone. So at the end of the day, most folks share the same concerns here. They don't want to outlive their money, and they don't want to lie awake at night worrying about every twist and turn in the market. And here to help me break down some of these here today is going to be my co-host, Jacqueline, who's truly the only person I know who can stay upbeat even when the market throws us curveballs. In fact, I asked my calculator how it felt about all this volatility lately, and it said it couldn't count on anything anymore.
Amanda, if that's the level of jokes that we're starting with, I'm almost afraid to hear what's coming next.
I think we're going to struggle.
But you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, volatility really can shake people's confidence. You know, that's why these conversations matter. That's why these podcasts and listeners, you know, tune in, because this does matter. When folks understand their options, everything can feel a lot more manageable.
That's right. So during our show today, we're going to actually talk about many of the facts and details from a recent Kiplinger article, Why Playing It Safe in Retirement is a Big Risk.
Well, let's talk about the other side of being cautious here, because while conservative strategies can absolutely increase a person's financial confidence, especially if they're already retired, you know, that safety does come with a price, right?
It does, and this surprises a lot of people. So being too conservative may actually cause more harm than good, even when the market feels a little bit rocky. We've seen it play out over and over again. So think back to the Great Recession, the earlier days, or the pandemic, or the bear market in 2022. A lot of investors panicked, moved everything to cash, and then missed the recoveries and the bull runs that followed.
Right. And that was huge. I mean, stepping out of the market at the wrong moment can make it really hard to catch back up.
Exactly. And it's not just about missing returns here. So for retirees especially, there's another risk. So if your investments are becoming too conservative, they might not keep up with inflation. And when that happens, you increase your chances of outliving your money, something nobody wants to face.
Yes. And sometimes people don't even realize that their portfolio has really drifted this way.
That's such a common situation. So a lot of folks set up their asset allocation once and then never revisit it. So maybe everything is inside of a 401k, or maybe they just haven't really worked with a financial services professional before. But over time, without even noticing it, a portfolio can slide into a much more conservative position than someone ever intended it to be.
Well, the silver lining, though, is that this isn't something people are stuck with forever.
There are clear signs that a retirement portfolio has gotten too conservative, and even better, there are strategies to help adjust it. So in today's show, we're going to walk through what those signs look like and what steps you can actually take to recognize them in your own plan.
Well, that sounds great. So let's start with one of the biggest surprises for a lot of retirees, which is that big cash pile people think is relatively safe.
Yep. And this is going to be a tough one. So because having cash absolutely makes sense, but too much of it, that can actually be a big problem here. So cash is often not king in retirement, the way many people assume. When someone is holding a large chunk of money on the sidelines, which is what we call dry powder, that's often a red flag.
Great point. And a lot of people are doing exactly that right now. I mean, just waiting for the right moment to get back in.
I think that's right. I hear it all the time. I'm waiting for tariffs to be resolved, or I'll jump back in when things settle down. But here's the thing. Returns don't come from avoiding volatility. They come from managing through it. So sitting in cash might feel safe, but over time, you might miss the growth that helps support you in retirement.
Yeah. And the market doesn't exactly send out a memo just letting you know when the perfect moment has arrived.
I agree. And the article actually suggests that investors are often better off buying when a stock is down and holding it for the long term. So even in retirement, you still have years ahead of you. And those are the years where your investments can recover and grow.
So ultimately, the idea isn't to avoid the ups and downs, because at the end of the day, none of us can, but to really have a strategy that can weather them out.
I think that's a good perspective here. So cash has a role, but too much of it can quietly undermine your long-term goal.
Another challenge for overly conservative investors is missing out on the market's strongest days. And those can really matter too.
They can. So over the past 3 years, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and the Dow have all hit record highs. And in 2026, it is shaping up to be another year where you're seeing a lot of those strengths in the market. That's great news for stock investors, but for people who shift heavily into stock, bonds, cash, treasuries, CDs, which all have lower returns, that upside can be easy to miss.
Yeah, and the long-term difference can be pretty eye-opening, Amanda.
It really can, and that article gives a great example. So let's just say someone invests $100,000 over the past 20 years, ending in 2024. If that money was in bonds, it would have grown to around $185,000. But if it was in large cap corp stock, it could have grown to roughly $844,000. That's a huge gap. Same money, same time period, very different outcomes.
Yes. And that's the part that probably surprises a lot of people. The risk of being too conservative doesn't always feel like risk. You know, it feels like safety until you see what you might have missed.
Bingo. And this is where diversification becomes so important here. You want to mix assets that don't all behave the same way at the same time. It's like planting a garden. You don't want everything to bloom at the same time and then fade on the same day. So while investing, you want different asset classes doing different things, so you're not relying on one single area for all your growth or stability.
A healthier mix might give you a healthier long-term picture.
Correct. It's about balance, not extremes here.
Let's bring inflation into this picture now, because that can quietly reshape someone's entire retirement without them noticing at first.
Good idea. So inflation is one of the clearest signs of a portfolio that it may be too conservative. So inflation is running at 3% and your investments aren't keeping pace, that's a major red flag here. So this article actually points out that if nothing changes, whether your lifestyle or your asset allocation, you're setting yourself up for the possibility of running out of money in retirement.
And when you look at the math, it really puts things into perspective.
It does. So take a simple example here. If you start with $100,000 and inflation sits at 3%, after 25 years, that same $100,000 only buys about $47,760 worth of goods and services. You've lost more than half of your purchasing power.
That's huge. And this situation that you just explained, that's just at 3%.
You're right. So now think back to periods over the years following the pandemic when inflation hit around 8%. In that environment, over the time horizon, you'd lose about 85% of your purchasing power. That's the kind of erosion that can make even a well-planned retirement start to feel very uncertain.
Well, staying too safe may actually put someone in a much riskier position than they realize.
That's the key point here. So protecting your money doesn't just mean avoiding volatility. It also means giving your investments a chance to grow enough to keep up with rising costs over time.
Before we keep going with today's conversation, Amanda, can you please let our listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you and your team to ask questions or to get more information on this?
Give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And scheduling a consultation only takes a few minutes, and we're always happy to work around your schedule.
Now that we've walked through, you know, the signs of being too conservative, the natural next question is, what do you do with this information?
Bullseye. So understanding that you may have been playing it a little too safe is an important first step here. But simply recognizing it isn't enough. If you want your retirement strategy to stay healthy, you may need to take that awareness and turn it into action.
Which is the part that feels, you know, a little intimidating for folks, knowing something needs to change, but not quite knowing what to adjust.
And that's completely normal. The good news is that there are several practical options to help realign your portfolio. Those don't require extreme steps. You're just thoughtful adjusting where you can better support your long-term goal.
Well, coming up next, we'll walk through those options and break down how each one works.
We'll look at a few strategies that can help bring your portfolio back into balance without abandoning the sense of security people value.
Well, let's dive into the first strategy, Amanda, because it's one of a lot of people that I've heard of but aren't always sure how to apply, and that's diversification. It's a big word.
It's a great idea. The best way is to actually avoid being overly conservative to make sure that your investments are truly diversified. And the only way to know that is by taking the time to actually review your portfolio. And honestly, the end of the year is a great moment to do that type of check-in.
A sort of financial year-end maintenance.
That's a great way to put it, Jacqueline. And if you've never worked with a financial services professional before, this might be the time to consider it. Yes, there's a cost involved, but if you can help prevent you from drifting into an overly conservative profile, it may be very well worth your time.
Well, because a portfolio isn't diversified, there are usually clues, but people just don't always know what to look for or how to see it.
I really think you're onto something here. And the article highlights several signs that your portfolio may not be diversified as you think. So some potential examples are your investments might be concentrated in fewer than 10 individual stocks, or your asset allocation could be heavily tilted in either one direction, like bonds, for instance. Another sign is to actually look at your portfolio reactions over time. There's single pieces of news that can relate on this, and that could be a potential red flag. You might also have funds that overlap, meaning they own many of the same holdings, or maybe there's no intentional exposure at all. And sometimes everything is clustered into just one sector or one industry.
And even when a portfolio looks diversified on paper, those kinds of patterns can reveal the opposite.
That is correct, Jacqueline. So because diversification is really about making sure your money isn't all moving in the same direction for the same reason, when you spread that out throughout, you're in a much better position to weather different market environments.
Let's talk about another strategy that helps people stay invested without feeling like they're taking on more risk than they're comfortable with, Amanda. And that's building a kind of cash safety floor, right?
That's correct. So one of the best ways to boost confidence in retirement while you're still keeping your money working for you is to put a withdrawal strategy in place. This is essentially a plan for how you'll spend your money throughout retirement. It takes this into account like inflation, longevity, and ideally even unexpected healthcare expenses.
Ultimately, the goal is to make sure that your essential expenses are covered and then let everything else stay invested.
That's a good way to put it. You cover what you need first and leave the rest alone so it can continue to grow and compound. One option the article highlights is something called flooring, which this approach, you can create a secure, guaranteed base of income that covers your monthly essentials like housing, healthcare, insurance, transportation, food, toiletries, and even apparel. Once that foundation is in place, the remaining money can stay invested.
And that foundation really becomes the emotional buffer. Knowing your basics are secure can make it easier to handle whatever the market decides to do.
That's right. So once you understand what your essential expenses are and what you already have coming in, many people find they feel more comfortable letting diversification or discretionary spending be exposed to a little more market risk. That way, you may get both security and growth potential without feeling like you're gambling with your lifestyle.
Another strategy people hear about, sometimes without fully understanding it, is the bucket approach. And it can be an effective way to stay invested without feeling as overwhelmed by market swings. So Amanda, let's dive into that.
So I agree with you there. And the bucket approach is another way to help future-proof your money by segmenting your retirement savings into three categories. That's going to be short-term, middle-term, and long-term growth. So each bucket has a specific job, and together they help you balance stability with growth.
So let's break those down, starting with the short-term bucket.
The short-term bucket is all about covering your needs for the first 1 to 4 years of retirement. This is the money you plan to spend right away. So it's positioned to be readily available and not dependent on what the market is doing at the moment.
And then the medium-term bucket, that kicks in after that, right?
That's correct. So the medium-term bucket is designated to provide a stable stream of income that can help keep up with your inflation and refill the short-term bucket as needed. So this is going to cover you roughly years 5 through 10 of retirement. And the investments here tend to be less risky.
So it acts as the bridge because it's steady, but not overly conservative.
Right again. So then you have the long-term bucket, which is focused on growth during years 10 through 30. Because this money isn't needed immediately, it can be invested more aggressively, typically in the stock market. So over time, that's where you get the potential of real compounding.
And according to the article, a lot of people actually find this structure really helpful.
They do. So bucketing or time segmenting can give people a sense of clarity. They know which dollars are for today, which are for tomorrow, and which are for the much further down the road. That alone can make staying invested feel a little bit more manageable.
That sounds great. So, all right, Amanda. So we've talked about the signs and we've talked about the strategies, but the bigger question or the biggest question for a lot of listeners is when to start making changes, because taking risks with your life savings can feel super overwhelming.
And that's completely understandable. Taking on every little more risk can be a little bit scary, especially when you work so hard to build what you have. But the good news is that you're getting slightly less conservative, maybe easier than people expect. You don't have to overhaul everything overnight. Baby steps are absolutely okay.
Well, I love that. Baby steps. We've touched on that before too. So it feels much more approachable that way.
That's the idea. A baby step might simply mean committing to look over your portfolio this month, or maybe making a small shift in your asset allocation next month. These gradual changes can be enough to start realigning things without feeling like you're leaping into the unknown.
And just understanding the why behind the shift can give people confidence to take that first step.
That is correct. So sometimes just realizing that you become too conservative and understand the implications of staying that way is enough to help you start making or calculating the move when you feel ready. There's no perfect timing. The best time is just to when you're comfortable and informed.
I love that. No perfect timing. None of us have, you know, crystal balls. We don't know what's coming next and we don't know what the market's going to do. But this has been a fantastic show, Amanda. Anything else before we conclude?
If you have any questions about retirement or your financial strategy, visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715. We'd love to help you protect your savings and feel confident about the road ahead.
Well, thank you, listeners, for joining another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.